Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you serious?
There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you are killing some time with I, Marcus Bronzy.
And me, Funk Butcher. What's up, man? Talk to me.
So many ways to kill time.
Too many.
So many ways to kill time. Can we just do a quick thank you out to PNY, who sent us some wireless selfie sticks for taking selfies. Mm-hmm. And they also sent us some St. Paddy's Day themed juice packs.
Oh.
That's why that's a green coloured, that one.
Okay.
And, you know, selfie stick, thank you for that. But thank you for the juice pack, man, because I always feel like I need juice in my pack. Do you get me? I always feel like I'm a man that I always need a bit of extra juice in my pack.
Yeah.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my iPhone for about 6 months, so it's not a teenager anymore. So, yeah. You know, it's starting to get a little bit flaccid in the battery department. And thank you for PNY for giving it the sort of the boost that it needs. Do you know what I mean? It's the Curve 2600 power pack. And you can charge other things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Check out everything we talk about via the links in our show description. Another killer bit this week, though. And I really like to try things before talking about them on the show. And I almost tried this. Haven't tried it just yet. But this is available now. They're rolling it out across the world. McDonald's, in select locations, is allowing you to order and pay for your meal before you go into the store.
Woohoo!
Okay. Now, my McDonald's locally,
yeah,
already has this system where you can use a touchscreen to buy your food.
Yeah, my one's got that
and
as well.
There's two queues.
We got that in East London as well.
Yeah, you got that in East London?
Yeah.
You got McDonald's?
Don't don't flex, man.
It's not got bulletproof glass, yeah. Still.
Got the bars.
Got the bars. You got drive-thrus. At petrol stations, they have that metal tray that they push out,
yeah,
so they don't
actually
ever touch you.
You've got a drone that has to deliver the tray with the Big Mac to the customers.
You have to give ID and go through one of those knife gates to get your McDonald's. They're offering this pay for before you get it. Now, I know this seems like something that's like, oh, it's not that important, but trust me, Funk, I know you trust me, but trust me, listener. It saves so much fucking time when you can order something, walk in and get it. I do it with Starbucks all the time. I've not tried it with this app because I'm eating kind of healthy at the moment. Man's like the lightest I've ever been still. But they rolled it out to 22 restaurants in London. I can say that the Kilburn one in Northwest London does it. And to keep orders fresh, the meal will only start being prepared once you scan the QR code. So with regards to this, so basically you order it, pay, what roll in and the QR code gets scanned. So what I really think McDonald's should do is to make this super work is they need to have the QR codes like 50 meters away, 100 meters, or 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
So you can scan your QR code 5 minutes away. They need to have like a just McDonald's QR codes everywhere.
Yeah.
Or QR scanners everywhere. But yeah, man, I like it. When I next get my McDonald's, I'm going to order it before I run in the store. What are you saying about this?
Yeah, man, we're trying to kill it out. We're trying to kill time as well.
Trying to kill time. Got to save time.
You know what? This plan is going to fall flat on its face if I actually have to enter the establishment still. I really want to pay for it. And then as I'm about to pull the doors, here's your bag, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
It needs, otherwise, what is the point? Because already, I mean, it's a fast food establishment.
Yeah.
And for it to be a fast food establishment and they've already got the means to kind of pay for your food before you get to the till, then you kind of need to kind of, what's the word? this seems like we're already at that stage already. So unless they're kind of giving you the food before you enter the establishment, this does seem like more of the same.
Yeah. So what you're saying is maybe when you think McDonald's, you want your doorbell to go ding dong. Is that where you want to be? Maybe a mind reading McDonald's.
I mean, the only way that McDonald's can really trump it is if McDonald's started doing deliveries.
Yeah. Or when you think McDonald's, it delivers it. Like, they just have an algorithm where they go around and they just go, right, it's very likely that he wants a McDonald's now. And it's so accurate that 9 times out of 10, you want a McDonald's. And even if you didn't, you're like, oh.
They bring it to everyone. Because even if you don't, you just keep it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll have the nuggets later.
Oh, yeah. Cold nuggets. Speaking of mind reading, though, Facebook's own futuristic hardware division called Building 8 is said to be behind a brain-computer interface, which was hinted at by Mark Zuckerberg, which will allow users to share information telepathically.
Basically, Mark Zuckerberg has built Cerebro. And if you're not a fan of X-Men, that is the supercomputer that Professor Xavier has in his little house here. You know what I wonder, yeah? Where does he get the funding for to build a school like this?
He's a fucking drug lord. We've seen it before. Breaking Bad, yeah? How the fuck, yeah? Can do these chicken shop survives drug cartel.
Frank White. Yes. Yeah,
you know it.
Yeah.
You know Professor X. He's got mad skills. Yeah. He can make everybody freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Lost all of his hair.
Exactly.
Sounds like he's been hitting a sauce. Can't even walk.
Yeah.
Because he's fucked up all the time. And hitting his own sauce.
Do you know what? This is really, 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 really going to throw you. Okay. Let's go with this here. All right. Who was the villain in Superman?
It was
Lex Luthor.
Oh, one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
No hair.
Lex Luthor had no hair. Wait. Hold on. Lex Luthor had no hair. Yeah. Who was Lex Luthor played by?
I can't remember.
What was his name? Google him.
Jesse Eisenberg, I think.
Jesse Eisenberg. Okay. Who did Jesse Eisenberg play?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Incredible. And they all had no hair.
Zuckerberg.
No, but Zuckerberg will not have hair soon. And he will look like Jesse Eisenberger.
Jesse Eisenberger, the worst Lex Luthor. Sorry, bruv. I like you in other films, but you're terrible in that. But so well, that's a good connection, fam. But if Facebook can capture a thought and you say okay to the terms and condition for them to catch in your thoughts,
yeah,
does this not mean that anything you think Facebook will now have?
I mean, it's not as creative as them entering our brains, but it's just literally, yeah, a document, a literal kind of script of everything we've been thinking, so they can build up an algorithm.
So why are you standing up for them with that political answer? Yeah. How much are they paying you?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. That's some Oculus money that you're getting right there. Wow. But so Facebook, this is actually really, really big. So if there's technology out there that can capture our thoughts and process it, and that data is going to be worth more than any other advertising data available out there.
Yeah.
Imagine you know someone's trends. You know what I want to eat now.
Yeah.
You've caught that thought. You can advertise that to me.
I've always felt it's very insidious where everyone obviously looks towards the NSA and they look towards the Kremlin and they're talking about these government agencies that we should be paying attention. But what about these private companies, these private institutions, which have no allegiances, we have no mandate to do what they're doing?
Power shift. The power shifted to these guys. So, and if they have the right technology, because you know they got the money.
Yeah.
They can do some crazy stuff. Like you said, privately owned companies, no mandate, no obligation to show information. And yeah, there's a Freedom of Information Act, but you can hide shit as well. Yeah. This is extremely
What's that, Billy?
You have to shout, Billy, that mic's not on. But you can talk into it anyway and pretend it's working and just shout at us.
And with Oculus Rift, the Facebook, because they own it, they can project what you're thinking right in front of you.
Wow.
That is a whole load of filth.
That's an idea.
That is a whole load of filth in my head. I do. Because you know, if I said to you right now, I can read your thoughts. Don't think anything you don't want me to think. Like, you listening right now, don't think anything you don't want me to think. You know you're thinking about that moment. You know it. You know you're thinking about it straight away. So, boy, let's keep an eye on this, because apparently we're going to see the interface unveiled at Facebook's developer conference in April alongside a drone.
Would it be under the same Facebook brand?
Headbook, it would be called, innit? Because they're reading your mind. Mind book.
Brain book.
Thought book. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's deep stuff.
Really is turning to Professor X, though.
That is some deep
stuff. And I don't think people are really taking into consideration how serious this is. He has, 1/8 of the world's population has a Facebook. Do you know how many thoughts he has control over?
They can sway political. Like, this is like, it theoretically, you could watch your timeline and be like, oh my gosh, everybody was talking about this. I can't believe we voted that way.
Yeah.
That could be because Facebook have only shown you certain posts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So that could make you, that could lull you into a false sense of security. So like, maybe I won't vote because it looks like everyone's kind of got things under control my way anyway.
Well, accusations like that were levied at Facebook during the whole referendum for Brexit. And that's exactly what happened. Certain posts were hidden to kind of sway the vote towards what has occurred.
Whilst I find it unacceptable, more for you for fucking following what Facebook does, you plum, innit? Mm. So I know I shouldn't be like that, but I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't use it as your news source. Mm-hmm. Like, I use these news sources for entertaining news.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, if I want to learn something, nah. Mm-hmm. I'm very wary on the internet. Like, yeah. I suppose I'm comfortable talking about stuff like this because, you know, if we're wrong, innit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's not any repercussions. But I'm not going to go and make a political argument off the internet.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Crazy, man. Crazy. Anyway, according to...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sky News, the UK have followed the US in banning users from using electronic devices on inbound flights from Muslim-majority countries.
Yep.
Now, the details of the UK ban is unknown, but it is said to be like the US restriction that bans all electronic devices larger than a smartphone.
Yep.
The ban impacts 9 airlines, Royal Jordanian, Egypt Air, Turkish Airlines, Saudi Arabian Airlines, Kuwait Airways,
Emirates.
Emirates, Etihad Airways from 8 countries, Jordan, Qatar, Kuwait, Morocco, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Turkey across 10 airports. Now, the reason for this is unknown, but some phones are bigger than fucking tablets anyway. So what do they do when you've got a phablet? Is it a specific size? It must be a measurement, right?
Well, the reasons aren't completely unknown.
What are the reasons?
The reasons are is that they, because the US enforced this ban in the past, I think, 24 hours. And it's because there's supposed to be some intelligence that there is going to be some sort of terrorist attack which would be activated by an electronic device on a plane. So they're just banning that. It's a knee-jerk reaction. What it does, though, is that it annoys innocent individuals like myself who want to bring on their Nintendo Switch and they can't play it now. damn
so
tennis.
All it is.
It's only an inbound flight. So if you're going to somewhere like Germany,
yeah,
you better use it.
Yeah,
Billy said if you're going to Germany, it's all right. But I think it's a hater of an airline.
Mm-hmm.
Has had a call from all the other console companies.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think that's what it is. I think Nintendo, yeah, are innocent. And I feel like PlayStation,
yeah,
Sony,
yeah,
and Microsoft.
Yeah. Basically, all the companies
each other,
that don't have handheld consoles
have paid some money to the airlines and said, listen, I don't want to see no motherfucking Nintendo Switch on no flight.
Yeah.
So I want you to make that size of device illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to have to ban everything. How about this much? Happened. What the fuck? Really? So you can't take your Switch now?
Well, I guess, as Billy said, if I'm planning on going to one of those said countries on one of those said flights, then yeah, that...
Yeah, but half them countries you can't even have a fucking drink, so of course you want to at least have a console with. You can't get mashed up on the plane there half the time. The fuck?
And that's a long-ass flight.
You know what? I don't want to fly to no country. I don't want to fly to any country... where I can't have a drink on the plane on the way there and I can't have a drink there. What is life?
I just thought to myself, what if the movies are shit as well? That's a double whammy. Shit films and no form of iPad or Nintendo Switch to occupy your time for the 8 hours or 9 hours of that flight.
Just bought more life for 8 hours.
Just do what for 8 hours?
Just bought more life for 8 hours.
Just play Drake for 8 hours. Fucking hell, that would be hell for me, man. Well, album for 8 hours.
When you listen to the one track of Drake, it does feel like he goes on for 8 hours, so I guess...
Wow. I mean, I just think I'm going to start taking a boat places. Can you still get boats?
Yeah.
Can we find out how much it costs to get a boat to Morocco, please, Billy? If I wanted to get a boat from England to Morocco, I think this is the legit way of traveling now.
Yeah.
Taking your time. I mean, obviously, when you've got a gig funk, you can't really do that, can you?
No.
Because that's...
Exactly.
That's long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you ever get a boat anywhere? Ferry to France?
Nah.
I'm waiting for Billy to Google now. Come on, Billy. By the way, you might want to press fast forward 15 seconds a few times because Billy's not the fastest Googler. When I say a few times, maybe like 4 times.
You can't go to Morocco.
Where can we get a boat to?
Oh, hang on.
Norway?
Spain to Morocco. You have to go to Spain first.
So go Spain first. Can you go Spain with my phablet and my Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, it's only an hour flight.
How much does that cost?
Oh, what, a ferry?
Because it might be cheaper now to just get a plane to Spain and then get a ferry, and you might have saved so much money you can get a Nintendo Switch.
But what's to stop them rolling it across all airlines, though? BA, Virgin?
I mean, in all seriousness, none.
Exactly.
No, but like, I don't understand where the logic is, because if you're going to ban technology, ban it all, because if you can blow up a phone with a tablet, an airplane with a tablet, you can blow it up with a phone.
So let me get this...
Is that why it is? Because of bombiness?
Yeah. Bombiness.
But anything can...
Bombiness.
But anything you... So you can make any electrical device blow up.
Already you've got some airline companies like EasyJet and Ryanair, which actually kind of encourage you not to print out your paper boarding passes. So how do I bring my boarding pass if it's on my phone? How do you expect me to get on this flight, sir? My boarding pass is in the wallet section app of my iPhone, which is now banned from all flights. Maybe your airline soon. So how do... And then when I ask you to print out my boarding pass, you are now hitting me with a surcharge.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave that one because Billy's still on Google. I told you it'll take a while. He'll get there before the end of the show. So, Funk, can we talk about the Bootymaster 3000, please?
Yes, we can.
Let's just look at Funk is rubbing his thighs.
Rubbing my thighs.
You know, smiling.
I've been here since, what, about 4:30? And I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Been waiting to talk about that Bootymaster.
Bootymaster 3000.
And we're going to name the episode Bootymaster 3000, but we're not going to mention it until this point. In fact, we're going to further tease it because, Billy, have you finally found a price?
£624.
And how much?
From France.
And how much would it cost to just fly direct?
A flight to Morocco. Ask me that.
Okay, now Billy's going to search that. Right? Let's talk about the Booty Master while Billy compares and contrasts.
Yeah, so I'd like to kind of score
can we do it for return as well, please, Billy?
That was return.
Okay. Ah, cool. Cheers, thanks.
So I'd like to kind of scroll through social media and see what's tickling people's tail feathers, as it were. And one thing which seemed to crop up from the US side of Twitter was this whole gag kind of going through the timeline of a product, a specific product aimed at men, it seemed to infuriate and worry a lot of the female contingent online, because this product was so high end, so realistic. Some women felt like their jobs were at risk. Their very jobs as a gender were at threat. Now this product, yeah, I don't know if this is the actual name of the product, but it kind of took on this form on social media. It was dubbed the Booty Master 3000. And I love that name. The reason why I love that name, because there's something automatically futuristic about 3000. It's a year we're nowhere near. It has to be so high end, so kind of forward thinking, future gazing, as it were. That has to be revolutionary. And this Booty Master 3000, which is in essence, it is a dildo. Yeah.
It's a plastic vagina.
Designated for them. No, it is the booty. It is a silicone booty, yeah, designated for home use and stress relief for men.
Yes, yes.
And it is portable, yeah. Billy's laughing. It is portable.
The cell is strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
The cell is strong.
It is portable. Depending on what size booty you get, of course, maybe if you get the Booty Master 1500, it might be a little bit smaller. But the Booty Master 3000 is considered portable, and it's kicking up a storm, man.
Mm.
I think it might be the purchase for Christmas.
Well, I've always said that men are underserved when it comes to sexual. Like realistic asses and that.
Yeah.
Realistic asses? No, sorry, I'm just saying what I'm Googling at the same time because I'm trying to find it. But I always feel that men are underserved. Yeah. So now that there's something that's come out for the big booty enjoying man, I feel slightly happy. I mean, I found a few of them online now, Funk, and you know, I think if a man really wants to have a big ass booty, is it this one that I'm looking at? It's called a Sex Flesh.
Yeah.
Something like this? Okay, the one that we found is called Sex Flesh. I'm not going to promise that we'll give you a link to this in the show description. But I mean, why were guys going crazy online about this big booty?
I think the level of realism, I think this is the point where the formula was right.
What was real? Is it video where he's smacking it and wobbling it?
Yeah. It the wobbles, noise, it the moves.
Okay.
The realism in the skin. I think
pause?
Did it have pause?
Yeah, is that how real it was? Did it have pause?
Pause and play.
And what were women saying about this online? Well, what was the general consensus? What were they saying?
And this is the thing, because you've obviously pointed out that men in this side of the market seem to be underserved. Underrepresented.
Yeah,
which is quite strange considering how much people go on about the porn industry and the sex industry being geared towards men. In the sex toy industry, it is pretty much overwhelmingly products designed for women. Mm-hmm. This one product, yeah, caused such a division in the sexes online, because women were like, that's not the real thing. You're always going to need the real thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
What they didn't understand is that the simplicity of the Booty Master 3000, in the sense of there was no courting which needs to be incorporated into kind of using it. There is no kind of dinner and dates which need to be had. There is simply, there's not any batteries that are needed. There's no, down the line, there's no risk of kids. And there's less, unless I stand corrected, there's no way you can get any STDs from plastic either. Yeah, so it's quite safe on that level. So the odds are stacked against the kind of the real women of the world in terms of this product, because the simplicity and ease is the pulling factor.
The pull out factor.
The
pull in.
The withdrawal factor.
The put in factor. So you're saying basically that these real ass booties are causing a storm, and you feel like their backlash, maybe, I'm reading into what you're saying, may have been a knee-jerk, fearful reaction from many women on your Twitter feed specifically, not all women in particular, because you thought that booty was so spectacular and round and jellalicious, and when it slapped it, it made all the right noises and wibbled and wobbled. You just wanted to surf over the wave of ripple that went over that cheek. That this had people scared. Like, they could lose their man over this plastic booty. Like, if the choice was caught me and it cost you like £200-300 for a courting from, you know, for a few dates, and maybe we get a bit nooky together compared to a thirsty man who just wants to get straight into it and can maybe get this Booty Master 3000 for £300. He's going to go for the latter choice because it's less work.
I shit you not, man. I thought there was going to be a female march similar to what we saw after Trump was elected in. Like, on those levels.
What was the worst thing you heard about the Booty Master?
The worst? I didn't hear any negative opinions from men. They were all from women. And it was basically just the politics of fear. Women saying that if your friend uses it, you're going to catch something. Why are you're double dipping in the Booty Master? Because if you and your friend share the Booty Master. Silly things. Men would never do that. A man would buy his own Booty Master and his friend would buy his own Booty Master 3000. Now, all this is just propaganda to get the women to secure their place in their relationships. But what they don't understand is that the Booty Master will now threaten their very existence. There is no need for negotiations now in the bedroom. There is no need to sleep on the couch. If we are sleeping on the couch, the Booty Master 3000 will join us and we will wake in the morning with a smile on our face. This is a leap in the direction for the emancipation of men in relationships. I've been waiting for this for a very long time. You can hear the emotion in my voice. For too long have men, not just here, across the world, have we been held hostage. Hostage in the relationships. So...
And that was a 5-star review from Funk Butcher. You can see video review, go to twitter.com/@FunkButcher.
Fucking hell. That was crazy. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
Billy's got one in his bag. He's hitting it right now.
I said, it's Funk Butcher using it right now.
I've got no more to say. This episode has to finish right now. We're gonna have to find a Booty Master 3000 and put a picture up. We'll find a video and link to it in the show description. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. One of them is with the Booty Master 3000. The revolution's here. It will not be televised.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Stay blessed.